Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Kids versus Dogs and a Tribute to an Old Friend. Because of the file size, I have to break this post into two files. It is a bit long and deeply personal for me, but if you've ever loved a pet, I think you'll find it helpful. When I divorced my first husband, we had to determine custody of our three dogs. I took one, he took two. And although imbalanced in numbers, it was fair enough because I took along my girl. Chelsea was a strapping 65-pound German Shorthair pointer that I bought on my birthday. I used to say that if she were a human, she would have been a supermodel. She had beautiful features and a personality from which she communicated just by her movement that she was top dog. Chelsea could be equally aloof or loving, depending on how it best served her. Beginning with my divorce, my life went through many transitions, and Chelsea accompanied me on that journey. She took me through singlehood, remarriage, and the early stages of motherhood. Sometimes, when it seemed too rapid a change for me to know who I was, I looked to her to remind myself of the one stable that had not changed. She sat in the car in the parking lot of Barnes & Noble while I wrote my dissertation in the coffee shop. She greeted me warmly when I picked her up from the kennel on the weekends I went to Chicago for school. She waited patiently to lick the tears off my face following a disastrous bad day or relationship woe. I like to say that she picked my current husband for me. She was so calm in his presence and clearly seemed to love him at first sight. And next came motherhood for me. Well, first came pregnancy, and it was not a delicious experience for any of us. I was physically miserable, and one night in my seventh month, my husband and I went out to dinner, leaving Chelsea at home. We returned to find that her activity earlier in the day had obviously included eating rabbit poop from the backyard. How would we know this, one might wonder? By the piles of black vomit on the beige carpet spread all throughout our house. And all the while I cleaned the stain and the stench, I decided it was time for Chelsea to go back and live with my ex-husband. I was soon to be a mother of real children, and I no longer needed this kind of crap, both figuratively and literally, from a dog. And thus, I voted her off the island of my new world. At least I did for a while, but I missed her. I missed her a lot, and I began commuting 25 miles each way to the home of my ex-husband for visitation weekends. They stretched into longer periods of time, and I continued to pay for her care. Once, she tussled with a porcupine. The minute I picked her up from my ex, I realized her nose didn't look quite right. A minor surgery later produced the quill that was lodged in her nose. I was still her mama. But like her owner, she was starting to age, and since I did not see her every day, the changes were probably more obvious for me than they were for my ex-husband. He asked me to take her while he was going out of town. He dropped her off on his way to the airport, and almost immediately upon her arrival, I realized she did not seem like herself. That evening, I watched her get very confused, backing herself into a closet as if she couldn't figure out what to do next. She refused to eat a hot dog, and within a day, I realized that she was in really bad shape. I spoke to the vet. I called my ex-husband. I let him know that it was time for her to be put to sleep. He told me he had seen it coming, but he didn't feel like he could follow through. Chelsea had Huntington's disease, which is kind of like human Alzheimer's. She could get worse, but not better. Please change to the next file.